Do you shower every day?
Oh my God, don't even get me started. Yesterday I woke up and I took a bath and I went from my like casual bedtime pajamas, took a bath, put on more professional pajamas. Then I went about my day. Then I took a shower after dinner-ish, then had some dessert, watched some 30 Rock, and then just took another bath. I don't know. I bathed three times yesterday. I think it's because I'm cold. It's just winter and I'm cold.
It's so cold.
And it's
there.
Like instant like liquid blanky.
It's so cute, honestly. Liquid blanky. I love that.
Also, I bought a $7 bath bomb accidentally, thinking it was like $2. So I'm like committed to baths now. Like some Himalayan salt.
So I have a question for you. Does a bath bomb last more than one bath, or is it just one bath?
No.
Okay.
It's just one bath, but I'm going to try to stretch it out.
So like break it into parts.
Break it into parts, or just let it fizzle a little bit and like catch it, scoop it out real quick before it goes away.
Oh my God. That's hilarious, honestly. I've never used
it. It's one of those ones with little flower
before.
Petals in it too, so they get stuck in your belly button and you gotta fish them out.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Hannah.
This is Pretty Zitty.
Alrighty, I'm recording.
Me too.
Okay, so we have a really cool guest today, and you want to know what is really cool about this guest, Hannah?
Yeah, I want to know.
The fact that this guest has the same DNA as you. Not the exact same, but very same.
Really similar DNA. Yeah, really similar DNA, which is why I know her, love her, have known her entire life.
This is so crazy.
Yeah, Ivy Boomershine is my sister, and we're so close in age. Like, I know you and your sister are 4 years apart, I think.
Yeah.
Ivy and I are, like, not even 2 years apart. We're almost 2 years apart.
So when we first started this podcast, one of the people we wanted to speak to, we listed our moms as potential people. I will be honest with you, my mother is not.
Yeah, I don't think our moms have interest in this.
They have no interest in this.
Which is fine. I mean, we didn't really ask them before we made our trailer. So like, sorry, mom, like that's on me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I put that in there. But my sister was very like excited to be part of the show. She reached out and she was like, hey, sis, because that's how people talk in movies and not in real life. No, she was just like, hey, can I be on PZ?
Does your sister call you sis?
No, no one does that.
Okay, so me and my sister only call each other sis.
Oh, are you serious? I was just saying that I think people only do that in like cheesy TV shows or like movies.
We call each other sis or sista.
Okay.
We'll go like, sista, please. Like, we don't really talk in, like, normal voices. I'll be like, hey, yeah. Sis. Sis, where are you?
Like, oh, my God.
We don't, like.
Yeah, we don't really do that. But anyway, you know, I think what was interesting about this conversation, and obviously we're going to get to it, but what's so interesting to me is you can share a shit ton of DNA with someone and just be so different and have such different skin, but have the same kind of laugh. Like almost indistinguishable, as you'll hear. The same laugh, the same laugh. But yeah, Ivy and I had really different experiences growing up with our skin. And I think that shaped who we are. And honestly, we hadn't really talked about that until this call. And there were some pretty, I feel like, I don't know. There were some moments where I was like, oh, shit. Like I didn't realize, you know, how much my acne angst affected other people.
Yeah.
Should we just like get to the show now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys have known each other your whole lives is great because you're sisters, and like if you didn't, that'd suck. But I also feel slightly left out because I haven't known you your whole lives.
Sorry.
No, why? Don't apologize.
Hello.
For all the listeners, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Ivy.
And we're sisters.
And I want to apologize in advance because
we talk like fairly similarly.
Oh yeah. Like our voices are not like, I think that we think that there's a huge difference. They seem really different, but they're not that different where if you don't know either of us, you might get a little confused.
So I have a sister too, and her name's Hannah. And so
not to be confusing. Yeah.
Not to be totally confusing, even though my parents, I will tell a full story about someone named Hannah, and my parents at the very end will be like, Hannah B or your sister? And they'll have the whole story and they won't ask who it's about until the very end. And I'll be like, Hannah B. And then they'll be like, gotcha. And it'll be like something That's about, funny. Usually it's about not eating meat, which is crazy because my sister is a huge carnivore, like loves mm-hmm. meat. But here's my theory. As a person who also has a sister, who our voices sound pretty similar, I think my sister's is a little bit deeper. I think it's the laughs are the same.
Similar laughs?
My sister and yeah. I have the same laugh. You guys have the same laugh. I've already noticed that. And we've been recording for like 3 minutes.
Wait, is your sister older or younger?
My sister's older. She's 4 years older than me.
Are you shorter than her or taller than her?
Taller.
Wow. Okay. The theories debunked.
What? We're older sisters? No, older sisters are shorter. That's like the same thing for Ellen.
I'm the younger sister. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like the older siblings just have to be so much more responsible and like work harder. So their growth gets stunted from all of their good deeds.
Because you're carrying so much on your shoulders.
Yeah. It crushes you down.
It crushes your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Ivy and I were texting about this, about how we think Instagram is like over.
Yeah.
So what's the new thing? TikTok?
Newsflash, TikTok.
Well, for me, it's nothing.
I don't know how to use TikTok.
Neither do I. And I don't want to download it because I am already unproductive and I think it would only make things worse.
You have to put screen time on your phone. That's the only way.
That doesn't work for me. I just bypass it.
Really?
Ignore limit for yeah. rest of day. It works for some apps. Yeah, I do ignore limit for TikTok all the time.
Oh my God.
I just ignore the limit the whole day. I keep saying ignore for 15 minutes.
I looked at my, like, hours. You know, you can go into settings and look at, like, screen time hours.
You should never look.
Like, this past summer, I don't know, you know, there was a time. I don't know what's going on. I don't know, you know? There was a time where I spent 14 hours in a week on TikTok.
Okay, in a week. That's good.
That's still bad.
I mean, it's not good. I thought you were going to say a day.
Okay, I saw this one video on TikTok to like, you know, segue into some skin stuff.
Yes.
Love it. Love a segue.
Yeah.
I saw this one TikTok that was like, you're washing your face wrong. He said, first put the face wash on your hand, pump it out, then put it on your dry face and like rub it all in. For like a while in like circular motions, whatever, you know, that jazz, and then get it wet. And then, and he was doing like behind his ears and his neck. And I was like, oh, what? And the comments were like, so take a shower. Yeah. I don't know. I think like when I wash my face, I feel like I have to get my face wet first.
Wait, so you put water on your face before you put anything on it?
Well, I get like my hands wet or something.
Yeah, okay.
I have a little like washcloth. It's all bleached from benzoyl peroxide.
I also want to just note for everybody listening that when Ivy said bleached, she literally took her little hand and went bleach, like tapped it over like she was asking somebody to kiss her hand or something.
Like the little
just
like
a little detail.
Nail hand emoji, yeah, you know, yeah. With the painted nails.
Yeah. All bleached with benzoyl peroxide.
But yeah, I don't know. My world was rocked, I guess.
I think it depends to me, honestly. So like, I mean, if you have like, for example, I know on TikTok, this is like a famous face wash, which is the CeraVe foaming face wash. I believe that's like mm-hmm. a big famous TikTok one. And I didn't even know that. My boss told me that. She was like, it doesn't work on my skin. And I was like, oh, really? What is it? And the foaming face wash, which is funny because that's what I use when I just need like something gentle. But with that one, you have to get that one wet or it's not going to activate. So you can, you have to put the face wash in your hand, put some water on the face wash, and then activate it in the palms of your hands, and then start washing your face. So your face is still dry. But, and then you have things like the Glossier Milky Jelly Cleanser. If you put that straight in your hands and you have to put it all over your face also should be dry. I think, I mean, I was taught growing up that you make your face wet first and then you put.
I always thought, that you kind of want to wet your hands to, like, get, especially, it depends, again, like you said, on the face wash. But if it's one that needs to be lathered a little bit, I feel like it does need to get wet. It's like, I don't know, does anyone put their toothbrush in their mouth with toothpaste before wetting the bristles a little bit? You have to wet the bristles. Am I crazy on this?
No, I literally wet my toothbrush, then put the toothpaste on, and then I have to go again and get it wet again, and then...
A water sandwich. Yeah, the classic technique.
No, I don't know what I'm saying.
A water sandwich?
I don't know. I feel like there's no wrong way to wash your face, but I think that I like to get it wet. And I also have heard, like, don't neglect your neck when you wash. And I also do wash behind my ears.
That sounds like a Naughty by Nature lyric.
Don't neglect your neck?
Don't neglect your neck, yeah.
I don't know, Ivy. I feel like you brought something important to our attention.
Okay, I'm, like, scared to exfoliate my face. I actually just don't do it anymore. I don't even have an exfoliant at all.
Like a physical exfoliant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do it either.
Do you do like peels?
I've become a minimalist for my skincare. I like don't do any peels. I don't do any exfoliants, physical or chemical.
Yeah.
Not I, said the pig. So not me. Personally, I do a peel once a week. I do the ordinary peel that makes you look like you've gotten attacked by some sort of vicious animal.
Yes.
So I use that. I do that once a week. I don't use a physical exfoliant because I don't hate my skin and I don't want it to have these teeny tiny little baby scratches. I think that if anyone is listening to this right now, if you're using the St. Ives apricot scrub, throw it out. Throw
Get
it out.
Get your life together. Stop.
Throw it out. I don't give a... Throw it out. Like, if you just bought
it. Use it on your feet.
Yeah, use it on your feet. Use it anywhere other than your face. Use it somewhere where you don't have sebaceous glands.
If you have, like, a desk that you need to sand down some edges.
Yeah, if you're thinking of exacting revenge on somebody, give it as a gift. I don't care. But if you have, so anywhere you have sebaceous glands, so your face, your upper arms, your neck.
Your back.
Your back.
My neck. My bad.
Anywhere that you have sebaceous glands, don't use it there. It'll tear your pores and it'll cause acne.
Well, the bacteria.
Yes.
We'll get into.
Yes, exactly. So don't do that.
Yeah. Emma Chamberlain talked about that in her like video. She did that skincare video with, do you know Skincare by Hyrum?
Aloha everyone, welcome to Skincare with Hyrum. If you don't know who I am, my name is Hyrum and I'm passionate about teaching you how to perfect your skincare routine.
That guy?
Yes. He's okay, recently been brought to my attention.
I'm like not like an avid watcher, but he started off, I believe, or at least he's the biggest on YouTube. So he's just like a skincare YouTuber, but he's not like an esthetician. I can't pronounce that word.
You did it.
We get it.
Okay.
Yeah, you did it.
Whatever. He's not that. He's not a dermatologist. Like his videos, a lot of the titles say like specialist reviews this.
That could be anything.
That could be anything. Yeah. But he is like heralded as like the know-all guy of skincare. He's like in his 20s, I assume. I actually don't know how old he is, but he's definitely like...
He's baby-faced, but it could just be because of his skincare routine.
Right, yeah. And so...
yeah.
And then he's also on TikTok, and so he'll also like duet people, and like people will do their skincare routines, and then he'll like duet that, which is like responding to the video side by side, and he'll be like, right. Ooh, that's a bad product. Don't use that. And so... Emma Chamber.
She's British now.
Sorry, Emma. Emma Chamberlain did like a video with him recently where he like reviewed all of her skincare products. But she already like was using a lot of products that he liked because she was like, I found your Amazon list. So he has like a, you can make like an Amazon list of like your favorite products. And so you can like look at his. So I was like stalking it before this and looking at all the products. But she, anyways, long-winded thing, but she was saying, she's like, you would have hated me like a couple of years ago because I was using St. Ives, like horrible. And I was like, haven't we all been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they totally. St. Ives really taps into the market of a young child who is just looking to scrub their face away. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's basically, you're like, oh, it's dirty. Time to put sandpaper to it.
I know. Put your back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Put your neck into it.
My neck. My back.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. So that's the thing with Skincare by Hyram. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Influencer. Emma Chamberlain is a YouTuber. I don't know if everybody knows her. She's a YouTuber. She's like 19, 20 years old, where she's just kind of funny and does whatever she wants, basically. And people watch it because they're lonely, including me. I am an avid fan of Emma Chamberlain.
Same.
But so she had Skincare by Hyram on, and basically the whole time, so I watched that video. I had heard of him before, but I hadn't watched him because I didn't know if he was a dermatologist or an esthetician, and I was like, I don't want to listen to somebody who isn't like certified, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I still don't know I don't know what he is. Like, I'm trying to Google it right now. Okay, I found the answer to who he is in the New York Times.
Who is he?
Okay, so it says, he is the authority in teenage skincare, ask anyone under 24, yet he's not a dermatologist, chemist, or esthetician. He's a former Saks Fifth Avenue makeup artist turned skincare fanatic who spent the last 4 years studying what, according to him, has amounted to thousands of ingredients. Interesting. He followed dermatologists, estheticians, and chemists on social media, rapidly consuming their content and reaching out to them with questions. They would call me out when I would say something wrong, Mr. Yarbrough said. They still do now. Early on, a follower studying to be an esthetician corrected him about a statement he made about essential oils being good for sensitive skin, and they are not. Interesting.
Mm.
So he has no formal training.
So he's kind of like the people who go on Chopped, and they haven't been to cooking school, to culinary school, but they're so passionate about food that they became successful high-class chefs.
Yeah. It says in March, he only had like 100,000 TikTok followers, and now he has 6 million, which is more than his YouTube account, because he has like 4 million subscribers on YouTube. So it shows how big TikTok is.
Holy.
And like skincare is like really big on there. But yeah.
I know you have like a notebook. I guess we've been doing it informally, and that's totally cool. I just want to make sure like we don't like skip over something that you feel like you have a lot to say about.
I don't know. Well, I knew the first thing I wanted to talk about, I guess, or like that came to mind when like I was interested in being on this podcast, was talking about like scars, whether that's like acne scars or like actual scars. And that's like more top of mind for me because so I went mountain biking like, I don't know, a couple months ago. And it was like a lesson, and I'd never gone before. And we were like learning to like pop up the front wheel, like literally do like a wheelie.
Oh my God.
And then we're trying to get like cool like pictures in front of like the Flatirons.
Which are mountains
in Boulder.
Okay. Did not know that. So thank you.
In Boulder, Colorado. Yeah. Okay. So you're like, this is like a lesson, and you're learning how to like do that because you want to take a really good photo.
Yes. So, yeah. And then I popped it up like too high and totally ate it on the pavement. And of course, there's like some 16-year-old or whatever doing driver's ed in that parking lot, just probably being like, what is going on? But I like busted my chin open, not like super bad. It's like kind of going away. You can't really see it. I can feel it though, which is annoying.
Yeah. When you have a scar on your face or somewhere that's noticeable, I get it. Like, you'll do anything really to find a product that claims it'll like fix it. And I think like some, especially like the earlier in the scarring process, like there is a lot that you can do, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Ivy, you probably remember when I had my neck scar in third grade, I wore turtlenecks like all the time because I was so self-conscious.
I know. I literally like forgot until the other day. Like literally the other week I was like talking to my boyfriend. I was like, oh yeah, my sister had like a birthmark in, right? It was birthmark mm-hmm. and had to get it removed and had like a scar in her neck.
Yeah. Only occasionally people mention it to me, but I don't remember ever using scar gel on that. So, oh well.
Yeah. No, I just think it's like an interesting topic. I feel like people don't talk about like scars a lot. I remember reading like Tina Fey's memoir. I don't know if it was a memoir. Yes. And she talks about her like facial scars in it and everything.
Tina Fey has cool. a very large facial scar. And I remember, and I...
From when she got we'll slashed. Have to,
yeah, I was going to put it delicately, but that's really what happened. She was caught in the face by a stranger as a kid, and she really doesn't go into a lot of detail about it. And I imagine it's A, because it's traumatic as f***, and B, because, you know, she was a kid, so...
Yeah, she probably doesn't remember it that much, because she was, what, 5 when that happened?
Yeah, she was probably around that age, and Tina Fey... just like mentions it super briefly. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I didn't even realize she had a scar on her face. And I think I can kind of tell now that she does, but I don't know. I like, it's one of those things where I'm sure it defines her face to herself in some ways, but it definitely doesn't for me as like a person who was obsessed with 30 Rock in middle school. So
yeah, I know.
I think the problem with a lot of scarring too is like, a lot of the areas that people get scars. So like I have a scar on my knee that I've had since I was 8 years old from when I was riding a bike that I got for my 8th birthday. And I went in the cul-de-sac near our house and just went too quickly. And I actually ended up getting a rock stuck in my knee, but that's, we got it out. But I still have the scar. And I always think about like, if I had treated it better, would it be gone? But then like I look at it now and I'm 25. So this is what? How many years ago is that? 17? Is that right?
You're asking the wrong people to do math.
Yeah. So true.
I forgot even how old you said you were.
Same.
So I was 8. So I was 17. That was 17 years ago. And that knee scar is like fine. And it's there, but you can't really see it. But your skin... your back, your neck.
My neck, my back.
Those are areas that see sun. They just see sun more. So the scars are just more likely to really just sink on in. Truly.
That's true. It's always good to put sunscreen everywhere, but especially on scars that you don't want to darken.
Yeah. My scar is at the base of my neck, and I thought bio oil would be fine for it because it's not technically my face. But again, those sebaceous glands are right there. So I use Mederma right there. And the crazy part that my doctor told me, which sucks, is they were basically like, you can try any of this, but nothing, no scar treatment has been proven to work.
Wow.
They literally said that to me. They said the only real scar treatment that's been like proven to work is laser treatment. And if I wanted to get that, I could, but I would have to be recommended to a plastic surgeon office. It really made me sad because, and this is when I was super deep in my feelings, because I got my my scar from a surgery that I had this summer that was like not an anticipated surgery. And but it was really funny because they told me that and I immediately like started kind of crying because I was like thinking about burn victims and how like, how are they going to get scar help if all that is out there to help them is lasers? And I started crying. It was just like, that was like at
my
the
God.
I know. I was like peak
That's
Ellen.
That's really sad. Wow.
Peak Ellen of like just going way too far and dramatic and thinking of the worst situation possible. But
I mean, I feel like part of having a scar is also seeing it in a new way as you get used to having the scar. And it's not always possible, but scars are also really cool and tell stories. And I know that's cliche to say, but...
No, it's true.
Yeah, like almost everyone has a scar where they can say, this is from some like crazy childhood accident where I was going way too fast doing this or spinning around too much doing that or whatever. And like, I don't know. Ivy's laughing because she definitely has some of those.
Well, we both. I have my arm one and you've got your eyebrow one.
Yeah. Ivy has a big scar on her arm from when she was trying to climb a tree as a kid.
That you were already up there, so.
I was?
You were in the tree. You were telling. You told me to go up there. I swear.
Oh my God. I have like a totally different visual memory of. I remember being on the ground.
No, you were definitely in the tree.
But yeah, like there are all these stories, I feel like, with scars. Like I was spinning around really fast on my dad's like office chair and I flew off and I gashed my head.
I was spinning her.
A table. Thanks, Ivy.
You
and I
were enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm sure I was. That's so fun. Until I had to go get stitches. And I remember one time I got my eyebrows done and the woman was like, you've been tweezing far too much on this one eyebrow. And I was like, oh, hello.
That's so mean.
I have a scar.
I know.
It was really rude.
That's like when they're like, do you want to do your upper lip too? I'm like, why are you coming for me right now?
Yeah, and you're no. like, why?
I've never had my eyebrows done before by like a person.
Like someone to wax them or thread them. I don't do it, but I have had it done.
I have a question about basically y'all's childhood. So did both of you have acne at the same ages or did you have acne at different times? Or like what was that situation in your house?
I feel like I always had bad skin from the moment I was in middle school. And Ivy had pretty good skin. Like not that you never had breakouts, but I feel like your skin was consistently clear through high school.
Yeah, there are definitely like a few times I had bad breakouts because I have like photos that I would take of myself on photo booth where I'm like crying and my face is bad. And then I would try to do like progress photos, but I never.
That's so relatable. I would do that.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't really have like that bad acne until I think like freshman year of college. And I think that was because of my IUD.
Yeah. Going back to when we were younger, though, real quick, I just want to say I remember one time I had to go to the dermatologist and you came with because I think we were just going to both go because we needed to. And the dermatologist was so rude and commented on my skin and your skin and compared them and was like, I just don't understand. Like, you're dealing with this and your sister, look at her face. Like, it's so clear. And it was so humiliating. I'm sure for both of us, but it really sucked.
Yeah.
I feel like that was how I felt growing up. I just felt like I got all the acne. But
yeah.
Ivy, did you notice like Hannah's pain over that?
Yes.
I don't know because like yes. I feel like in my because I'm my sister has perfect skin and I feel like just recently I've talked about it and she's like understood. So I didn't know if that was like. You guys are closer in age, too, so.
I understood it, and then I think you also were just, like, bitter towards me because
sorry.
My skin wasn't as bad, and then, like, you would make me feel bad for not having as bad skin.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was making you feel bad.
No, it's okay, because I have felt bad for you, too, so.
Okay.
But it was, like. Yeah. Well, because there were, like, times when, you know, like, there was this one, like, time in a hotel and, like, I was really hungry and I ordered pizza and then, like, you got really, like, upset because you were like, I can't eat that right now. And, like,
yeah, I was trying not to eat dairy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like that was Christmas time.
It was. So, yes, to answer your question, yes.
I let you know, yeah.
Yes, I was very much aware.
So, Ivy, thank you very much for talking to us and also for meeting me. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Oh, my
Thanks,
gosh.
Thanks, Ive.
Of course.
We loved talking to Ivy, and I loved meeting Ivy because she is Hannah's kin. And
absolutely,
you can't go wrong if you're related to Hannah. Let's
That's
be honest.
True. Our music is by
Blade 2.
Go to Patreon/PrettyZitty.
And you can donate some coin, put it right in our slots, and we will churn out the content for you. You donate to us, but you also are helping us make this because software is expensive for Hannah because she's the one who cuts this.
As is our podcast hosting service. It is not free to host our show. So
yeah,
it has to be sent to iTunes and Spotify, and those little carrier pigeons need their pay.
They need their hot dogs and chicken wings.
Goodbye.
Bye.